I don't know. The funny thing is, I'll tell you something funny.
Okay.
My mother had been used to driving a horse and wagon mm-hmm. when they lived at Malta.
Mm-hmm.
And so they got a Model T Ford, 1916 or something. Mm-hmm. She was driving over to the hatchery,
mm-hmm.
and there's a bend in the road, and she didn't turn her wheels right. She said, "Whoa, whoa, whoa." The old car didn't stop and ran into the tree. Didn't hurt anything too bad. But.
Okay, except the car, probably, huh? Do you know of other things that you might say to your mother might have said to a horse when there's whoa, but do you know how she would have turned
it? Giddy up.
Oh, to go, right.
Uh-huh.
So whoa to stop, giddy up to go. Anything to turn, maybe?
No.
Okay. Uh-uh. What about, what is the name of a, not the name, but the term you would use for a person who represents another person in court?
Oh, huh.
What is that person called?
That isn't a trustee email. Let's see. What is it?
Huh. I think Perry Mason was one.
Yeah, he was, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Darn if I can think what.
There's all sorts of jokes about him, too.
What do you have down there, sort of? Yeah.
A lawyer.
Oh, yeah, sure. Lawyer.
Is that the same as an attorney, you think? Or do you use the term attorney at all?
I'd say about the same.
Okay. What about the person who presides over the court proceedings?
Judge.
Mm-hmm. And let me ask you to do something a little, that might seem a little silly, but could you name sort of your, not all of your body parts, but some of the body parts from head to toe, starting with the...
Head.
Okay.
Neck, shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Torso.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Well, your arms.
Right.
Hands.
Okay.
Legs, feet.
Okay. let me point out a couple. This is something
chin.
I have, but you don't.
Beard, yeah.
Okay. And the thing you talk with.
Your tongue.
Just the whole.
Lips, mouth.
And the things you chew with.
Teeth.
Okay. And I think you mentioned neck. Did you mention the inside of your neck?
Throat.
Okay. Here's another thing that some people have problems with as they get older. There's the...
Yeah.
There's these... What are those called?
Flabby muscles. Well, let's see.
Not your elbows, but if you look...
But I got them.
If these and your knees and... What are all those called? Where your bones join together?
Well, your elbows and your knees and your ankles.
Is there a big term for all of them?
Your joints.
Okay, you can include your fingers and stuff like that. Are those a problem for you nowadays?
Arthritis, some.
Do you have some arthritis?
Excuse me.
That's okay. Do you need some water? Okay. What about, is that the same as rheumatism, arthritis? Or?
Oh, I guess there's arthritic rheumatism.
That's maybe a type. Or, are there other terms for arthritis that you know of?
Well, I think that's... No, I don't think so.
Did anybody call it Arthur? Or
oh, yeah, Arthur. You've got all those jokes about going to bed with Arthur and Ben Gay.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what all.
I used to have to use Ben Gay after I skied. Went skiing a couple times, I'd have to put it back. But you got to be careful with that stuff. I should shut this up. What about what you walk on?
Your feet?
Mm-hmm. And I think that does it for those. Oh, where your food goes to?
Stomach?
Right. There's something that people talk about when they have a bellyache.
Tummy?
That includes the word stomach. People say they're sick. You ever heard that? Sick to a stomach, or
yeah, sick to your stomach. Yeah.
Okay. Do you and if you have a hard time